So excited to welcome our listeners to our weekly catch up on sports, reality TV, and pop culture. So everyone get ready for X's, O's, and Bravo shows.
And everything in between. Welcome to the Reality Playbook.
Yes, yes, yay. Yes, yes. We need like a catchy song, it feels like.
Right?
Maybe I'll move it. All right, so we got a nice little set of notes here. The intern did a good job.
The intern is thorough.
but I thought that we could talk about just a little bit of the NBA headlines, like Doc Rivers tanking the last game of the season, the AI statue, as well as the WNBA draft. I feel like there's another basketball. Oh, and we were going to talk about the Olympic team if we had time, but yeah, so many things going on. So
yeah, and tonight is the play-in tournament as we record this. So our Sixers don't play until tomorrow, but the Warriors play tonight at 10, and for them it's win or go home, which is it's interesting to have the possibility of a NBA playoffs with no Steph. Or maybe no LeBron, you know?
I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm okay with LeBron sitting it out this year. You know, I do appreciate him, and as me and him are the same class year in terms of high school, but like I don't need all that right now.
I don't think ESPN, ABC, TBS will agree.
They won't like
or,
that.
or TNT will agree.
I will. I know he's basically Caitlin Clark is like what the way that they were doing leaps and bounds over LeBron. That's what Caitlin Clark looks like. That it reminds me of like how crazy the media was. Like, you know, I know we'll get to this later, but the Indiana Fever, I think 36 out of the 40 games that they play are televised.
That's great for them and the league.
Absolutely. So that's my point is that, I mean, even the WNBA draft is sold out in 15 minutes in Brooklyn. But I'm just kind of like, I could take a break from seeing LeBron have to.
LeBron, well, his Lakers take on the Pelicans in the first game tonight. And so the winner becomes the seventh seed, right? And then the loser will then play the winner of the Warriors Kings game, and then that winner will be the
Number
eighth
eight.
seed. Right. I finally it took me a minute to figure out how this thing works. And then tomorrow night, you have the play in for the Eastern Conference, the Sixers and the Heat at 7, and the Hawks and the Bulls at 9:30. With the Sixers and the Heat are the 7 or the
7-8 seed.
7-8, yeah, and the Hawks and
I'm
Bills.
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They're the.
Well, they are, but they are playing.
Seven, yeah, they're 7-8 team.
The play in is for the 7th and 8th seed when the playoffs officially begin. But
sorry, I was like, wait, hold on.
Right, it takes a second to like work it out, and I know we'll talk more as the playoffs really get started. But just like for most of the season, I think the most exciting the excitement's going to be in the Western Conference. I think.
You know, I think it's going to be. I agree. I think it's going to be fun to watch them, but I do think the Eastern Conference does have a bit of a bunch of storylines. I mean, this isn't just two or three teams that are really good. This is like a solid Knicks team. Of course, the Celtics, you got the Bucks, you have, you know, the Pacers, you know, I mean, had Haliburton not gone out, I don't know where they would be, you know, when it comes to
you don't think it's the Celtics and everybody else in the East?
No.
Okay.
I've seen the Celtics lose. I don't know. I think they're a really well-coached team, but you know, candidly, I'll wait and watch.
Well, of course I'm rooting for the Sixers. The Knicks, I wish, you know, they might, I guess it might be a Sixers-Knicks series. So I guess I'm not going to say what I was going to say, because I was going to say I was going to feel bad. I feel bad for the Knicks not having Julius Randle, but for my Sixers, I want them to have as many advantages as possible. But
Absolutely.
I love these Nova Knicks of Jalen Brunson, Josh
How
Hart,
can you not?
and Dante
They're a little aggressive
DiVincenzo.
though. They're gonna get in some foul trouble the way sometimes they play. They're very like, especially DiVincenzo. I'm like, dang, are you just gonna punch this man in his face to get the like, I know we're the New York bullies, right? Like that's the Knicks, right? But like, come on. I do think that, and this leads us to like the Doc Rivers comment I made earlier, because of the way that the ending of the NBA was actually the most intense and probably closely followed that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, that 80-second game mattered to so many.
And so, especially given that, anyway, we're not going to talk about the foul that was not called, but we'll leave that with the Clippers. We'll just leave that in the past. But basically, the Bucks were playing Orlando, and if Orlando lost, that meant that the Sixers were actually move up into the sixth seed.
Yeah.
Or and if the Pacers won, and so it essentially would have kind of given us like a reprieve. We wouldn't have to play tomorrow, but it appeared to be that the Bucks kind of tanked that game, and Orlando ended up winning, so everything stayed as is, and so we didn't really get the opportunity to try to bump out of the play-in and get up into the sixth seed. What do you think about? I mean, if I'm a Bucks fan, if I'm a Bucks coach, I mean, I'm definitely obviously thinking about that. What, any thoughts or,
I don't know. It was interesting because the Bucks, I believe, if my memory serves me right, they had a nice lead in the beginning of the game. Like I remember
They
watching
looked like they were
the game
winning.
and the score coming up, and I think they did have a double digit lead. And then as the games were going on, you were like, "What's going on over there?" I don't know because the Bucks have been so inconsistent since Doc got there. Who knows? Like they might have just blew the game. I mean, not blew the game in the terms of tanking, just kind of blew the game.
It
I don't know.
yeah. They
I
got
don't
they
know.
let Orlando get it like a 20-point lead on them, and then they just kind of let it ride out. Because in their, I mean, in their head, they're like, look, even if the Knicks do win, now they're the second seed, so they're actually going to have to play whoever comes out of the 7-8 game, or this whatever, like the playing game. They'll have to play the seventh seed, and if the
Right,
seventh
the
seed's the
Knicks are going to get
Sixers,
either the Heat or the Sixers.
right?
Right. So it's the Knicks, it's the Celtics at
Yeah,
one, Knicks at two, Bucks at three.
and the
So
Pacers are number six. Sorry,
yeah, the
it's five
Pacers are
six. Yeah.
six. Yeah. So
But had the Sixers had the Magic lost, the Sixers actually would have bumped up. So yeah, I mean, it's like the Knicks would play either the Sixers or Heat. So the Bucks definitively knew they were going to play the sixth seed, who they're the Pacers. So I guess they feel like they can match up against them better. I don't know. If I'm a fan of them, I'm thinking that's a better matchup for me than to be the number two seed. However, what happens if the Knicks end up winning, and now you're in New York having to travel back and forth, and the Garden is not an easy place to play in.
yeah, I don't. I.
If Steph Curry was on your team, I'd be like, well, Steph kind of owns the Garden, but like you don't really got anybody on the team that owns the Garden, right?
And I don't. I mean, I know Giannis is the freak, but I'm impressed with these Pacers. So
Me too.
I don't think anything is a given
I don't
from.
think any of it is given to. I also, my friends, I'm like, man, they better like
Except
get
for,
their
it
cardio.
pains me to say, except for the Celtics. Like, I
Right.
just.
I mean,
I think they're just waiting, right?
it just depends on the day that they decide to come to work. But with pay, hopefully they don't decide to come to work consistently. But with the Pacers though, I was like, I told my friends, I'm like, yo, they better like start the cardio now because they play fast. They will put like 120, 140 on you, and Tyrese Halliburton, he's just crazy. Like this, the shot is so weird, but it seems like it goes in,
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, so shout out to Doc with the strategy. And hopefully that losing energy, doesn't or does continue to follow you into the playoffs. What about this AI statue?
So it's fun, I know everybody were they were getting their laughs in or and whatnot, but especially that the national news. I was like, first of all, you guys, it's not in front of the Wells Fargo Center. It's in Camden in front of the practice facility. And it's similar to all of the
It's a similar
other.
size.
Yeah. And somebody said, maybe stop saying statue and say sculpture or whatever. So it was so funny that even after the initial reaction locally, and everybody kind of came back down, calmed down, they were still spinning the narrative nationally. So I'm like watching ESPN, like, yo, did y'all send anybody to Camden to
No, of course not.
see what
Why would
this
you
thing
actually do
looks
that?
like?
Why, like sports media, like why would you
I
just?
was like, okay, we get it. It's like there's not too much to talk about in sports right now. So you're trying to make a big deal out of something. But you could just make a big deal out of the fact that Allen Iverson was celebrated in
Thank you.
Philadelphia. And it was cool to see all of his old teammates,
Yep.
Coach Brown. When I saw Terrell Owens and Freddie Mitchell, I was like, yo, it feels like 2001.
Wow.
Like
Wow.
early
Ooh.
2000.
Well, really, yeah. Well, Freddie. Well, I do think what I actually when I first saw it, I was like, oh, okay. For one, I do like the pose.
Yeah.
It's true to like the way his crossover and the way that he was. I do think that without showing the rest of the statues, you don't get it.
Which to
And
me was lazy reporting.
it was until I was on Instagram and they did like a whole panning of all. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's the same size as everybody else. But I do think that he is owed another statue in front of Wells Fargo Center, like the Philly Special. My friend actually said this, and I agree. Put the give me the ear one, the one that he's
Yeah.
holding the problem and the answer, as Jada Kiss rapped.
Yeah,
So I my vote is to actually build like a real statue. Either Philly Special is in with the leap with the at the link. Put AI in front of the Wells Fargo.
probably. I don't want to get into it's not even politics, but it's a touchy. I wonder if the Sixers are waiting to find out if they're moving, like, are
Fair.
they gonna put
That's
it? I mean, even
fair.
though it'll take forever to build a new stadium,
That's
but
fair.
what are
Because
their
yeah, because they
plans
might
for
be in
if they,
Chinatown.
yeah, they move downtown? Anyway, that's a whole
Anything
other,
else?
it's another conversation.
Woo! Anything else in the NBA before we go over to what they call the W?
No, other than and I just find on the Western on the Western Conference, even though Denver is sitting at number two, to me they're number one. They're gonna be the team to beat. You gotta go through the champs.
Yeah. But I'm like, there's something special about that OKC group. So,
I think they're special. I still think I think they might be a season away.
a lot of people are doubting them because of their size, but I think that they're probably taking that energy and giving it back.
Yeah.
But I don't doubt, I'm not doubting them.
Okay.
But I don't, but we don't know. You know, this is their like first real experience, right? Going to playoffs
Right.
together. And you know, we'll see how Chet, you know, hangs out and SGA and the squad. They can score though. And
can.
Chet
They
and
can.
Chet's kind of a bully down there. So that's what kind of, you know. But anyway. All right, cool. So last night was the WNBA draft. It was star-studded. I mean, the fits were gorgeous.
Yes.
Lovely pantsuits, lovely dresses. They all the women, they looked just amazing. And we got to see the top 36 players basically in the country that, you know, opted to opt into the draft. We got to see them get selected. So of course we have to talk about Caitlin Clark, but what we did is we organized this the picks by team. So it's a little bit easier to kind of see how those the selections may impact that team, you know, for better or for worse. So if we start with Caitlin Clark, of course she was taken number one. Beautiful Prada outfit.
Prada
That's
dressed her. I
yeah,
loved it.
beautiful skirt. I thought the skirt, and you know what's like amazing to me is that she doesn't like have to wear any makeup and she's just as gorgeous, like you don't she doesn't have to wear makeup. She can just like the hair, like she just looks so nice and so you know, and just she's just so like you could just tell it's like she's not like really arrogant or like into it. Like she's just kind of like, yep, I'm here. Okay, cool. I'd like to play basketball. All right, cool. I will say Cameron Brink looks like a supermodel,
He
but
does.
some of the other
He
women, they
does.
literally could go out on the, I mean, Caitlyn could go out and start modeling, but Kate, Cameron for sure does. But anyway, but with Indiana Fever, they selected Caitlin Clark. They also selected a guard from Celeste Taylor from Ohio State and Leilani Correa from Florida.
Gators.
You got a Gator. It looks like, and right now the Indiana Fever have the Rookie of the Year from last year, Aliyah Boston. They have Kelsey Mitchell, who leads the team with 18.2 points. So it'll be like we said earlier, 36 out of their 40 games are televised. I think the first weekend, I think all the like the first game of the Fever, the first like Friday night, Saturday, whatever, like it's all of them are going to be televised for the Fever.
That's
So
amazing.
I think it's great to get to draw that audience in, and hopefully we'll see a lot more support so that their salaries can go up. So just a little note, she's the top draft pick. How much money do you think she earns in her first year without looking at you?
Well,
You'd think that when I saw the total number, I was like, oh, she gets that every year. And then it was like, no, it's broken down. So folks, in the first 4 years of her contract, she gets $338.56. First,
338,000.
I'm sorry,
It's
338,000. I'm sorry, 50, $338,056. This is over 4 years. And it breaks out to be like 76,000, 78,000, 85,000, and 97,000. And it is absolutely insane to me. Absolutely insane. But at least she's got her deals, which, make her, she's already probably a millionaire anyway, but like at least she can have her endorsement deals. I'd hate to see them, a lot of the women in the WNBA have to go to overseas to really earn money, have a decent salary. But when I was actually trying to look up overseas salaries, apparently it's like a no-no to talk about it publicly. Like the women don't want to share. The only things we've seen is that Aliyah Boston, no, it wasn't Aliyah. I'm sorry, it was Jonquel Jones. She apparently, for every month that she was like overseas playing, it equaled her total WNBA salary. So let's assume like she maybe makes 300,000. She was making that a month, like or whatever, that's how. And then the other person that was reported was the 1.5 million for Diana Taurasi when she was going overseas. So it's just a lot, lots to be said about the salaries, unfortunately,
And
but maybe it'll
after
get
what
better.
happened to Brittney Griner, there's definitely hesitation on
I would not.
going overseas, especially where you're going to
I
play.
mean, some of these women play on the Israeli team, on the Israeli national team, or the Bosnia team. Over the weekend, there was just an attack. It's just wild to me that unfortunately you have to go over to some of these countries that are,
Unstable.
Cameron Brink went number two to LA Sparks, Rakia Jackson to the LA Sparks from Tennessee, and Mackenzie Forbes from USC goes to LA Sparks. Currently, they have Chiney, one of the commentators that we saw, just keep it real, keep it gully during the women's tournament. Her sister is actually got traded to Seattle, or she was signed to Seattle, so she's no longer playing with her sister. She's a twin, or is she a sister? She's not a
I think they're
twin, but they're
sisters.
sisters. And then we've got Lexi Brown and LaShea Clarendon. That's the first non-binary player in the WNBA. I didn't really watch the LA Sparks a lot last year, but again, just I can't imagine that, like this team was already progressing, and Clarendon is serious, like very, very serious. So excited to see kind of how that goes.
I like seeing Steph Curry's mom because she is Cameron Brink's godmother at the draft with her with Cameron's mother, who is Sonya Curry's best friend. I think they've been friends since college.
Yeah, and she had they had them mic'd up, and so she was trying to call Steph, Curry and he didn't answer his phone. And then he called her back on FaceTime. She was like, I just told the national media that you didn't answer your phone. But it's really sweet to see their relationship continue to like just grow and blossom.
And it was funny because Steph did show on his IG. He was watching it. It looked like he was in a hotel room, I guess, because they have a game tonight. And he was happy to see his mother on television and them flashing a picture of he and Cameron. It's so funny. It's a cute picture of Steph holding Cameron when she was a baby.
Right.
And now it's like she's taller than him. Like
Absolutely. So that was like some good feel good and connectivity into, the NBA. Since a lot of the NBA players, they might have sisters or, friends or worked out with a lot of these, women.
Yeah.
So it's nice to kind of see
That support.
the cross, I guess the WNBA is born out of the NBA.
Yeah.
That's it. They're not like completely separate entities. So the Chicago Sky, they selected Camila Cardoso, but the big story is their second selection was Angel Reese, from LSU. So we got South Carolina and LSU,
Yep.
and then they also selected Brenda Maxwell from Gonzaga. But Camila and Angel, didn't we just see them fight a couple weeks ago?
No, remember Angel didn't get
Angel
involved.
walked away. She
He
walked away.
walked
But
away.
I was just thinking, like, dang, they just like Camila definitely like, got suspended for a game. But I just thought it was so funny. I was like, oh, this is
But
going to be
Angel said
interesting.
she was like, I'm happy to finally be playing, being on the same team with Camilla because we've been playing against each other since high school. So I think it's like any of us that played ball in the street. Like, you play for your friends and things
I'm
get
very
heated.
happy that Angel walked away from all of that because that would have been pretty messy if she got in the middle of that. But I'm excited, man. Those are two women who they're not playing around here.
And then we got the Mystics with they don't know if Elena Deldon is coming back.
No. It makes me sad because this is my first WNBA game, was seeing them in person. And y'all know I live in Delaware. Support Deladon. I got a shirt. I actually have a shirt with Elena Deladon. I got the Mystic shirt. It's my only WNBA shirt. Actually, it's my first one. My second one is the orange one. And I have a hoodie too. But anyway, but it's kind of sad to see, like, we don't know if she's coming back or not. But they still have Brittany Sykes, who's a beast, and Shakira Austin. But Aaliyah Edwards from UConn is heading there.
Yeah, she had the support from her teammates. Paige Bueckers looking like somebody said, looking like a proud mama.
Did you see like her all white tuxedo or her all white suit? I was like, okay, Cream, I see you.
And Azizi Fudd was there with her too. They were supporting Aaliyah and my goodness, the young lady. Was it Nika Mule?
Yes. Oh, look at that. But yeah, that's fun. I think like for so the Minnesota Lynx, shout out Diamond Miller. Hey, University of Maryland. And Nafisa Collier and Kayla Renee McBride, they are all on the Minnesota Lynx. They actually selected Alyssa Pealy from Utah. She had this bomb dress on with like a tattoo on her leg, and it
Oh,
was
I
like
did see. Yep, I seen that.
gorgeous. And they also drafted Kiki Jefferson from Louisville. But some other notables that y'all might know, Connecticut Sun, they actually had four selections. The Liberty, that's already stacked, they ended up getting Marquisha Davis from Ole Miss. And the Atlanta Dream, they had the top free agent come to them over the summer, Jordan Canada. But they ended up getting someone from Australia, actually two from Australia, and the woman who came from Australia, she actually played in like as a WNBA development team league. Called and it's the Southside Flyers, and she had this gorgeous like mint green dress on, and she could barely get any answers out because she was crying so much when they asked her about her mom. It was Niyadu Poosh, and she's like this gorgeous, like she looks like she's like African, but made like, you know, was born in Australia, gorgeous, gorgeous people. And she said that there's, I think, she has seven brothers and sisters, and all of them play basketball.
Wow.
Crazy. But yeah, she came to the States to play on the Southside Flyers in Chicago, and she ended up getting picked up by the Atlanta Dream. So
Okay.
we'll see how stacked these folks are. Lastly, the big story about the Seattle Storm is that Joel Lloyd's a beast. We already talked about Nika going over, was signed to Seattle, but the fact that Nika Mühl from UConn was selected to join the team, and her, you know, I guess her the person she kind of walks in line of kind of behind and really loves is Sue Bird, and Sue Bird is retired now, but
Yeah.
apparently Nika also wore 10 at UConn. And so now she's like literally going from UConn to Seattle, similar to how, you know, Sue went there. So excited for her. I was really happy when she got drafted, because the defense she put on Caitlin like no other. And then lastly, the Las Vegas, well, not last, but Las Vegas Aces, I mean, they already stacked, right?
Right.
Candace Parker, Kelsey Plum,
It's an
Asia
all-star
Wilson.
team.
I think the big name here with they ended up drafting four folks. The big name is Daisha Fair from Syracuse.
Yeah, she's good.
She's 5'5".
She's a good
And
guard, though.
there's a connection there because of Becky Hammon. She was also a very small guard, told she couldn't play in the league, and she's, you know, a legend all to herself. But I thought it was really cool, because when I saw them select her, I was like, that's Becky.
Yeah.
She's about to get that development. And they already have, like, you know, these Amazons, you know, and they're all so talented. I love that team. And then lastly, you know, with Phoenix, they're doing a huge turnaround. They ended up really, they're getting Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner back, but they also have Natasha Cloud from the Mystics, with I'm very sad about that she's leaving, that she left. But Natasha Cloud's she's sick,
She
a
went to
warm.
St. Joe's, right? I think she went to St. Joe's.
I'm not sure, but she was like, the level of energy, the level of intensity, like she was just like none other. But they actually got a former WNBA Finals MVP and Kalia Copper. So I think, like, so they actually end up like just choosing two in the second round, and it's actually in the third round. But I think the Phoenix Mercury's kind of got a little bit of veterans charm to them right now. So
Yep. So Natasha Class, she's from around the way. She's from
she is
Brumall.
she's from Philly. Yeah.
Yeah. But she went to Maryland, and then she, but she, and then St. Joe's.
So
A little bit of both.
All in all, WNBA draft was really fun to watch. I think just seeing some of the women that we saw play in March, I mean, and play, you know, the last few years, but just play, especially just coming off of this March Madness, and being able to see them in a few months jump in and get going. I don't know what the schedule will be, given that there's like the Olympics happening
Yeah.
in the middle of this, but just.
But I do love the timing, the while, while it's hot, we went from, everybody talking about March Madness right into the draft. So before you can like get distracted by something else, we're into this WNBA.
Yeah, and like I said, they ended up selling out, you know, the space that they held the draft in 15 minutes. So that's what, and every time I've been to a Liberty game, that thing is packed. So I like last summer it was packed, and I'm sure those fever tickets are going to be very challenging to get against whomever. So
They're gone already.
right, I thought, like, for me, I'm like a huge, I love watching Vegas, of course, and you know, Liberty, like those two teams were going back and forth so hard last year. But I am so curious to see how the Fever will jump up in the mix of this, as well as Connecticut Sun. Like, It's just so much fun to watch them. You know, they play with so much intensity, some hustle, grit, and they are scoring in the 70s, 80s, hundreds, you know. And then Candace Parker is back. She was out. I was really disappointed because we actually had tickets to see Vegas Aces, and she actually got injured before that game. And I was like, dang, I was trying to watch, I was trying to see Candace in person because, you know, I followed her since Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be one of their most successful seasons, because that's all anybody's talking about now.
All anybody's talking about.
Finally got the mainstream to pay attention.
That
And
was
even
fire.
and like I know Caitlin kind of took all the oxygen, but we've all been talking about these freshman phenoms that we witnessed. Like, I feel like there were so many. There was Caitlin Clark, but there were so many other names where you knew them by their first name.
Absolutely.
And
And
they
you know,
didn't
they're
all have to
freshmen.
play for Tennessee, UConn,
Right.
Stanford.
Yep. I was actually excited to see that Skylar Diggins is still playing. I know she, I remember when she was a big deal. Wait, Lil Wayne was, Lil Wayne, well, she's Skylar Diggins Smith, I think now, but she, when Lil Wayne used to show up at her games in Notre Dame.
But I do want to give a shout out to one of the greatest coaches in women's basketball history. Tara Vanderveer is hanging it up. She's been at Stanford for most of my life.
Girl, that was the quietest retirement. Literally on the couch next to my sister, she goes, "You know, Tara Vanderveer just retired." What?
Yeah.
Huh? That's how you gonna do us,
But
Tara?
that fits her personality.
Sure does.
Yeah. All righty.
All right, the last of our stories was really that Howie, paid Devontae.
Howie Roseman.
He paid our one of our top, if not the top, receiver, Devontae Smith. They signed him to a 3-year contract extension. So we're all look, I'm all about pay these men. Pay
Yes.
them.
I believe it was 3 years, $75 million, 3 years with $51 million guaranteed.
It's a beautiful number. Good for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's all I have like on the sports side. I mean, it's getting light.
Yeah, I'm ready for some playoff basketball. Our Phillies are, taking us on an emotional roller coaster as always.
Don't do it.
You
Don't
lose
do
some,
not
you win
acknowledge
some,
it.
but when they win, it's so exciting.
You just
But they
can't.
got to make it so dramatic.
Like I said, y'all fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice.
I can't wait to
Shame
go
on
to
me. Don't
Phillies
get
game.
fooled again.
Last night they had me watching in the 10th inning, but they pulled it out. All right, well, that's it for our sports side, eh? Nothing else? Okay. Well, that wraps up our weekly catch up with one another and you. Please like, subscribe, and leave comments for us to read. Tell a friend to tell a friend and join in the weekly catch up conversation each week. You ready for the B side, Alana?
I'm so ready for the B side.
Let's
Go
take this to
Bills.
reality.
Go
Go Phils.
Sixers.
Go
Let's go
Sixers.
to
Oh my
reality.
goodness. And also, I think the Flyers,
Oh, Lord.
I think they got a win tonight. I don't know what. There's like eight different things have to happen for the Fly guys to make it to the playoffs. So we'll just
Next season. We'll
we'll
just
hope.
next season.
We'll see what
All
happens.
right. See
All
you.
right.